Hey guys, welcome back to Southwest Ohio Full Court Press, coming at you again tonight with another new episode. Last time you heard from us, it was Adam Duvall from Beaver Creek. Tonight, we've got yet another good interview with another 2022 prospect. This one is a very well-known name in the Dayton area, especially if you cover high school basketball or follow even a little bit of it. You've probably seen him play if you've been to an Alter basketball game. Literally, you can't miss him at 6'9". Today's guest is Jacob Connor from Alter. Jacob's going to talk to us a little bit about just kind of his upbringing with the Knights, and then as well as just the recruiting process and where he stands currently, as he is one of the most highly touted Dayton prospects right now, and even one of the more highly touted prospects in the state of Ohio. So sit back, relax, and listen to me have a nice conversation with Jacob. We'll be right back after this break.
As I said, we have a special guest with us today. We have got from Alter High School, Jacob Connor. Jacob, thanks for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I had to jump through a couple hoops, both of us, to get this to work. So I'm glad we finally were able to get together and talk. Most of the listeners, you probably know who Jacob is, but in case you don't, he is a class of 2022. With Alter, he plays for Wildcat Select, which is on the 3SSB circuit, Adidas's highest level AAU basketball in July. Jacob's been a part of Alter's team since his freshman year. He's really, you know, blown up in terms of being one of the better prospects in the Dayton area. So we're going to talk a little bit about how his life with Alter, as well as talking about the recruitment process and his time with Wildcat Select, because obviously, as you're going to hear, he's got a lot of experience when it comes to going through the recruiting process. So Jacob, we'll start from the very beginning. You know, obviously, like everyone, you started from the beginning, being your freshman year. Talk about your freshman year at Alter. I know you weren't, I think you were on varsity, but I'll let you kind of talk a little bit about the season as a whole and you personally that freshman year.
So my freshman year, we had a lot of juniors and seniors. I think we maybe had 5 or 6 seniors and another 6 juniors. So I actually ended up playing JV most of my whole freshman year. Started off the year coming off the bench, actually, and then worked my way into the starting lineup. And we had a little bit of an up and down season on the JV side and went, I think, 11-11. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we got to the postseason, Coach Coulter asked me to come dress and practice with the varsity during the postseason along with 2 other guys from the JV team. So I was able to be a part of the run we had at the end of the season where we knocked off, I think, Wes Carrollton, CJ, who was number 1 in the state at that time, and then Fenwick before losing to Aiken in the district championship. But just being able to be a part of that group my freshman year was pretty special, to see how those guys like worked together and really just being a part of a team that was like a little bit of an underdog and kind of seeing where the team ended up. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had two main points I was going to address, but you've already hit them, which was you guys beat CJ, who they had beat you twice regular season. Obviously, you guys beat them in the tournament when it mattered. And obviously, that was Coach Staley's kind of going out party. That was his last year. Then the Aiken game, you know, Aiken, that had to be, even though you weren't necessarily starting yet, that had to be kind of rough because you guys had a double-digit lead on them and ended up losing by 10. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's basketball. You got to play a full 32 minutes, and just that night, Aiken just wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that was definitely a tough one, even though, you know, I didn't play until the last 8 seconds of that game. So, it was tough being on the bench and in the locker room after that game, but I felt bad for those seniors. But the couple games before that was a lot of fun with those guys.
Well, you were fortunate that, you know, after that, going to sophomore year, you guys brought back a lot of those pieces. Like you said, you were junior and senior heavy. You guys had 3 specific seniors in Brady Yule, Jack Smith, and Connor Stolle. And then you had that's when you really came on the scene. You got into the starting lineup. I want you to talk about sophomore year, but let's not talk about the postseason part. So just talk about the regular season first. Just being a part of that Alter team and being part of a team that got a 20-win season.
Yeah, no, that was a really special team. I just remember Coach Coulter kind of telling me before the season, he was like, look, he goes, I'm going to play you a point guard. And I was a little shocked. having never really played that position. But I mean, it was it ultimately ended up being what was best for the team. But we had another really good year. We lost our first game of the year, and that kind of set our head straight a little bit. And I think we ended up going on a 12-game win streak after that, and just really kept going from there. Played a couple other tough teams. Lutheran East was one of them. And then finished off the season with a loss to Baden and then a win on our senior night. And the loss to Baden was a little bit of a fire right before the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and going back for just a second with the regular season, that was the first time I watched you play. And I remember being extremely shocked that a 6'8 kid was running the point. So it wasn't just you that was shocked playing the point guard.
It was definitely different for me, and I'm sure probably a lot of people that had watched all through that season.
Yeah, absolutely. But I, like you said, I think it not only did it help the team, I think it definitely helped you as well. We'll talk about a little bit more about your game here a little later. But the reason I wanted you to only talk about the regular season was because obviously that was a great season. But obviously the elephant in the room when you talk about 2 years ago was COVID and how it canceled the postseason. And for you guys, you were on a run and were slated to play in the regional semifinals against Beechcroft before the OHSAA at the time postponed, then ultimately canceled the state tournament. I want to hear from you you were one of the 16 teams left in Division II still playing basketball. You know, talk about the feelings when Coach Coulter or whoever ended up telling you guys, shared that information that, hey, you guys have had a great year, but you're not going to be able to finish it on the court.
It was devastating. I mean, even when they told us that the tournament was postponed, I remember we got an early dismissal that day from our school, and we were all kind of sitting around, and it was like maybe 4 hours before our game. And they were like, yeah, the postseason's postponed. Like, we'll reschedule at some later point. And we were all pretty upset about it, but, we were all in quarantine, you know, at home and stuff. And I remember Coach told us that we weren't going to be able to play and finish out our season after sitting around and waiting a couple of weeks, hoping that maybe we would get to play. And a couple of the guys had seen it on Instagram, other dudes posting about like how the season ended. And we were all kind of guessing that was what was going to happen, but we weren't for sure. And so when it really finally hit us, it was devastating for sure. I know I cried for a while about it. I was really upset. Plus not being able to see the rest of the guys, like obviously most of that team was seniors. So not being able to see those guys, and even like say goodbye to them, or like even just having the closure of like, you know, playing your last game, knowing, you know, you did everything you could. It was tough.
Yeah. That's something that, you know, It affected a lot of people, and obviously Alter wasn't the only school, but it's hard to see that happen, especially, like you said, the seniors that weren't going to have a chance to kind of prove it on the court. And that Alter team, I mean, there were people that felt like that team had a good shot against Beechcroft and then could have had a very good shot at either Thurgood or Troutwood to win that whole region. So I'm sure, you know, that there was a lot of emotions with that. Obviously, you were fortunate in that you were only a sophomore when this happened, so you had junior year to go back on. Did you feel almost like you had a chip on your shoulder and that you kind of wanted to try to do what you could your junior year for those guys, Brady, Jack, Connor, all your seniors that didn't have a chance to finish it out going into junior year?
Yeah, I would say I definitely had a chip on my shoulder. I mean, partially for myself, but also partially for those guys, just because I wanted to try and keep, you know, whatever I could from that 2020 season. I wanted to try and keep that going into our next season and like kind of bring the legacy and the culture of that team into the new team and, you know, just try to make it as smooth of a transition as possible and like really show what we can do at Alter.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you guys did have a successful year, 15-8, got bounced in the sectionals to CJ, unfortunately, a team that got very hot at the right time. But that year, it seemed like they didn't have you run the point as much junior year because you had guys like Anthony and you had Ryan in there for maybe people don't know, Anthony Ruffalo, Ryan Chu, running the point. did it kind of make you feel a little more comfortable that you maybe weren't being the primary focus to bring the ball up, or did you feel more comfort in that you were playing more of a natural position on the wing?
I mean, I don't know if it was necessarily a comfort thing. It was definitely different. Not bringing the ball down as much. I know, especially like in the preseason, like I would not even forget to take the ball out, but I would like try to get the outlet pass. And so that was a little different, but it definitely helped being off the ball a little bit more, because naturally I'm used to playing kind of a three. So that it helped with that for sure. But it was good to have Ryan and Anthony being able to bring the ball up too.
Absolutely. And talk about too, you know, did you feel like you almost had to be more of a leader as well? Because that team last year, you know, at least in the starting lineup, Gavin, AJ, and Anthony are all sophomores. Ryan's a junior as well as you. Brian Shane was a senior. So really you and Brian were two of the key players in that rotation. And Brian was the only one that was a senior. Did you feel like you had to be a leader with you being one of the upperclassmen on the team with that many young guys?
Yeah, I would say Brian and I kind of both had kind of spoken to each other and talked about how, yeah, with us being the only two guys coming back, we definitely had to lead those guys, especially with a lot of them, you know, coming up from JV, and obviously Ryan being a transfer, so they're not used to, you know, kind of the alter varsity stuff. But it definitely helped having Anthony, AJ, and Gavin all dress in the tournament my sophomore year, so they were used to the practices and being there and stuff, so that definitely helped them. But I definitely felt like Brian and I had to lead that team and had to, you know, kind of be the voice for that group and help be a coach on the court for those guys.
Yeah, that's something I really have always appreciated about Alter basketball is, you know, you guys have got a history. Obviously, Coach Joe Petroselli was there for how many years, and you talk about the coaches, but really what makes a good team is the guys on the court. When you got guys that can hold each other accountable, you see a lot of success, and I feel like that's something with Coach Coulter's teams. You know, Coach Coulter doesn't have to chew you guys out a lot. You guys do a pretty good job, everyone on that in that program, of holding each other accountable. So that's something I definitely appreciate, not just you saying, but just knowing that, you know, obviously that is kind of what you said, the Alter basketball way. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about your expectations for senior year here a little later. I want to transition for a moment just about your style of play. Because for those of you that maybe have heard the name Jacob Connor, but you've never seen him play, just to give you a picture, I mean, you're 6'9". Again, you talked about you were playing the point guard as a sophomore and even a little bit in your junior year. Two things that kind of stand out to me about you. Number one, you're a pass first person. I don't see you being, you know, the type of player that is forcing shots. You're very unselfish. And that is something that, you know, I kind of want you to address first, because that is something that you don't see a lot of high level players do. Usually the top players on the team, sometimes they're wanting to take all the shots. With you having the size you do, kind of who kind of helped mold your game that made you have that mentality of being the unselfish player you are?
I would say it would be my coaches from when I was younger. I played with some really good players. I played Beaver Creek Stars with Adam Duvall. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, I was used to getting him the ball just because he was dominant as a kid and still is now. But I was always used to facilitating and trying to get the best shot for the team. I mean, that was something that just kind of stuck in my head, was like, you know, why force up a shot and take like a bad shot instead of like, you know, getting a wide open shot first. And then even if it's not necessarily me shooting the ball, but if it's somebody else, I mean, I've always been a guy that would much rather win and score like five than, you know, score 30 and lose. Mm-hmm. So that's just, I would say my younger coaches, like from when I was with Beaver Creek Stars, would be the people that helped mold that for me.
Yeah, that's something I definitely appreciate. And then, like I said, there was two things I wrote down. That was the first. The second was just elite shot blocking. I mean, I remember watching you this past, what was it, a couple weeks ago at the Trent Arena event, or the Trent Arena Summer League. And I felt so bad for Bellbrook's team because it just seemed like every single shot they put up within the paint, you were putting it in the first row of the stands. Again, kind of want to see, is it, did the young coaches play a role kind of in that? And what is that something that Alter kind of, you know, strives on as well with the defensive basketball and kind of having you be like that elite rim protector?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it was something that I got when I was younger. I mean, obviously I'm a fairly tall player and I've worked on my jumping and building my athleticism a lot. So, and I'm fortunate that I have pretty good timing on my shot blocking. So, it's a good, like, I guess what I would like to say is kind of Alter definitely prides itself on the defensive end. I would say that. And so shot blocking is something I've definitely worked on and gotten better at. And it really started to show, as I've grown and as I've, you know, started to jump higher and everything. So that's been something that's just kind of started to come for me in the last probably 3 years or so.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely says something about your awareness on the defensive end. When, like I said, when you've got every shot going up and I don't see you get called for fouls a lot. I don't see you making stupid plays on the defensive end and that, like, reaching and using your hands when you shouldn't. You know, you are very good at kind of timing it, and it does help when you're 6'8", 6'9", and you've got the long arms and the athleticism to go with it. So, again, that was just kind of to give the listeners an idea of kind of you as a player and what makes you a unique player. Obviously, there's more than just being a pass first and shot blocker, but that just gives guys an idea of kind of who Jacob Connor is. So let's talk now. Let's transition to AAU. You know, you obviously started with Team Flight. I believe it was your freshman year, and maybe even sooner than that. You can correct me on that. But more recently, you've been playing with Wildcat Select. You know, talk first of the obvious, obviously the biggest differences, you know, from playing with Flight to Wildcat Select.
I would just say, like, the athleticism and speed and physicality of the game. I mean, it's obviously going from freshman to sophomore year, guys are bigger and stuff, but just the overall depth and talent of all those skills and of the talent with, like, the older you get and with, you know, playing with Wildcat Select. I mean, I've got two or three, actually, I think I've got three or four top 150 guys on my AAU team. So playing with them is definitely a little bit different than playing with Team Flight.
Yeah, I'd say so, especially when you guys play on the 3SSB circuit, the highest level for Adidas basketball. You know, Team Flight, great program, great coaching, great athletes, but obviously they don't play on that circuit. So I would agree with you. That's definitely kind of the biggest difference there. Talk about, you know, besides just playing better competition and better athletes, talk about how Wildcat Select, has helped also prepare you for the collegiate level.
So, I mean, first things first, the coach of our AAU team right now is Coach Monty Sanders. He's been a long time college coach, most recently with UNC Wilmington, I believe. Mm-hmm. So he's been around the game for a while, and he's really helped us, you know, try to tell us stories about coaching at the Division I level and, you know, just how to prepare ourselves as people and as players and as students, and really just trying to prepare us to be better people and better men in general. So that's been a huge part of it. And then Nate Perry and Tom Journey are the directors. They've done a great job of helping to prepare us as, you know, kind of branding ourselves and, you know, really trying to make sure we make a good image for ourselves and also preparing us to be better men. So those have been two key things that have really helped prepare us for the next level of sports, but also the next level of being people after high school stuff.
Yeah, you gotta love it. And in my opinion, when you got guys that, you know, are working to make you better people, there's not a lot of organizations out there, in my opinion, that make an attempt to help you outside the basketball court. You know, obviously your talent is going to get you so far, but obviously, you know, for every single person that plays basketball or has basketball in their life, the ball is going to stop bouncing eventually. So being able to prepare yourself for when that happens, you're going to be in a much better position than someone that
doesn't have that focus.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So obviously, as a result of playing with Wildcat Select, a result of playing with Alter, you are very blessed to have, again, I have a number 17 Division One offers currently. I don't have all of them in front of me. There's quite a few. But really, you know, I didn't want to necessarily focus as much on the specific schools. You know, I do want you to name a handful that maybe you have offers from. I know you visited Belmont and I believe UC. But more than that, I want to kind of know, you know, because you have that many, how do you kind of look at these different schools and kind of determine or figure out what schools want to be on the top of your list?
Kind of the three things right now that have helped me narrow it down a little bit would be, the first thing would be a great relationship with the coaching staff, just because I think, I mean, especially as a lot of people that I've heard from on the college level have said, like, you spend a lot of your time with the coaches or the players, which is the second part of this, but like, if you don't have a great relationship with your coaching staff, then it's really hard to, you know, stay at a school for 4 years. And same thing with the players, which is the second part, is a good relationship and like a good culture of the team. If you can't get along with the guys that you play with, you know, off the court, it's going to be a lot harder to play with them on the court. So especially when, like, if you're going to be hanging out with those guys 24/7, it's really hard to stay at a school. And the last part would be, you know, a good education, just because obviously, like you said earlier, the ball does stop bouncing. And so having a degree that's going to matter and help me get to the next step of my life, whether that's, you know, playing professionally or, you know, getting a job that I would want, then I think having a degree that would move is definitely going to help me. And so those are kind of three things that have helped, I guess, not necessarily narrow my list, but help prioritize it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And obviously winning is a really important thing. I mean, it's kind of a, I don't necessarily want to say shallow thing to say, but I want to win. And so programs that win, I love being able to talk with those programs.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you personally, I've talked to coaches that there's some coaches I talk to that straight up say, like, I won't recruit a kid that, you know, plays on a losing team. I only want kids that win. And at the end of the day, a lot of college coaches are like that. So definitely not shallow thing to say at all, because the college coaches are thinking the exact same thing when they recruit the players they want. I also want to know, you know, how do you – I prefaced this whole thing by saying you were blessed to have 17 offers. How do you keep yourself humble? I mean, there's players in the area, obviously guys like you, Laurent Rice, Gabe Cups, they're going to get, you know, a lot of the big time offers, but there's obviously for every one of you, there's probably 20 to 30 kids that maybe only get one offer. How do you keep yourself humble knowing that you've got all these schools that want you, and how do you keep just focused on continuing to improve and continuing to get better, even though, you know, you've got 17 schools just right here that already want you on their team?
I would say part of the reason I stay humble is my parents. They're amazing. Like, they've helped raise me really well, and they've been great, and they've really helped me to stay humble and, you know, stay down to earth, and they've been great. But also knowing that as far as offers, it really only takes one. You only need one school. You only need the right fit, the right school. So, you know, even if I have 17, at the end of the day, I can only choose one of them. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's also kind of a battle with myself, just trying to, you know, not outdo myself, but always try to continue to get better, and not, like, I'm not looking to stack up offers, but just obviously the guys at the college level are very, very good no matter the level. And so I want to be able to, you know, continue to better myself so that I can play at that level and even, you know, earn playing time early in my college career. So that's, I mean, I would say my work ethic keeps me humble, and my parents, and just kind of knowing that it really does at the end of the day only take one school.
That's really good perspective for sure. So that's, you know, that kind of transitions. I have two more like personal questions for you, and then we'll wrap up with kind of the expectations going into senior year. I want to know first, you know, who was the biggest influence in your life in terms of the basketball side of things that has helped make you the player you are today?
That's a tough question. I would say probably my mom, and I would say my dad too. My mom, she played in college, and so kind of getting to hear from that definitely helped me. And my dad was always willing to, you know, go out and rebound for me and play one-on-one or play horse and shoot with me. And then I also had, I had kids when I was younger that I went to like after school care with, like Adam Duvall. Once again, he kind of helped, you know, spring my liking for the game and kind of, you know, helped me learn about it. I didn't start playing basketball until third grade, and I really wasn't interested until third grade. So it would be kind of a combination of all three of them. Just really started to like help me love the game and kind of fall in love with it and continue to continue to play.
Yeah, I gotta love that. And I'm sure I speak for your dad. You know, obviously when you were what, fourth, fifth grade, he was obviously the taller of the two, and now having to try to play one-on-one with a 6'8", you know, D1 prospect, I'm sure that the fact that he's still willing to do that, that says a lot, because I can tell you right now, I wouldn't want to step in on a basketball court with you right now. No offense.
He quit trying to play one-on-one against me about freshman, sophomore year.
Yeah, I was going to say that's, you know, I've seen you play enough times, Jake. I wouldn't want to do that myself. No, that's good stuff. So, and then my other question for you, you know, taking a step away from the personal side a little bit, you know, you've obviously with Wildcat played on the highest level of Adidas basketball. You've played a lot of different teams, a lot of different players. And then obviously with Ultra, you've played, you know, against a lot of great players as well. Kind of tell me, first with the high school and then with the AAU, who is, in your opinion, been the toughest player you've either had to match up yourself against or you've had matched up defensively against you? And what made them such a hard matchup?
I would say on the high school side, probably Jalen Billingsley. He's at Georgetown, I believe.
Mm-hmm, correct.
He was just he was just huge. He was a big dude. He could shoot it. You know, he could really get in the lane whenever he wanted. And was really good with the ball. Had great perimeter and ball handling skills. He was very good on the offensive end. Defensively, he was a pretty big presence in the lane and was always, you know, blocking shots and stuff. So he was definitely probably one of the toughest players I can remember on the high school side.
Mm-hmm.
On the AAU side, I played when I played with Team Flight. I played against Imani Bates down at the EYBL stuff.
Okay,
and he's just. I mean, the rankings and stuff kind of all speak for themselves. He's a very skilled player. Another guy we played this summer, Cam Whitmore. He's a top 100 player. He's also very good. He's super fast, super strong, really athletic. Those two dudes are probably some of the best I've seen, you know, play in games against mm-hmm. them. Those are the three off my head I can think of right now.
Gee, yeah, that's definitely some elite competition you've had to face. So, you know, again, goes back to especially those two that you played against with the AAU. I mean, Wildcat helps get you ready. And obviously, once you get to whichever college you end up choosing, regardless of what level, you're going to probably play against NBA players at that level too. So, I mean, it's just part of the game of basketball. You get to see a lot of different players and a lot of different personalities and styles of play.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It's good to be able to see all the different styles ranging from, you know, the GCL to high-level AAU basketball. It's good for me to see all parts of it and know how to play against all different styles and know how to play different styles.
Absolutely. So Jacob, last thing I have for you, and just real quickly, kind of talk about your expectations for Alter going into your senior year, as well as what you expect from Wildcat here in July.
I'll start off with Wildcat just because it's coming up next. But
mm-hmm.
we expect to play really well on the 3SSB circuit. We had a great closing weekend in May. Actually, we beat Grassroots Canada Elite. We beat them by 20. So it was a really good close to the summer or the spring, I guess, the spring season for us. And we're looking to, you know, kind of continue to mesh in July and really start to make a splash on the AAU side and hopefully win Adidas. That's always the goal. And then for high school, obviously the first goal is to win the GCL. I think that's one of the hardest leagues to play in Ohio. And so winning, that's always a really special thing. And I think we have the talent and the team to do that this year. And then as far as the tournament, we're going to do everything we can to stay healthy and continue to play all the way through March, and win a state title. I mean, we've got most of our team back and we had an unlucky, you know, end to our season last year, but I think we've all got that chip on our shoulder now. And I think we're all ready to really step up and, you know, make a huge name for ourselves this year.